Blog Talk Radio.
Corruption, racism, xenophobia, white supremacy, healthcare protections hanging by a thread, law enforcement encouraged to commit acts of brutality, peaceful people being separated from their families, and at the helm, a man beholden to Russia who is so unhinged that his actions could actually lead us to nuclear war. Join Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Together we must stand against the destruction of this country and the ideals we hold dear before it's too late.
It's area code 914-205-5772. That's area code 914-205-5772. After some technical difficulties, I believe we are finally on the air and ready to discuss the issues of the day. But as always, at the beginning of each show, let's start with this week's headlines. Donald Trump held a press conference with his good pal Vladimir after their summit. Beforehand, he called the European Union a foe. Afterwards, he said Putin looked strong and that he didn't have a reason to not believe him. I wasn't quite sure if that was egg on Trump's face or if Putin caused a bukkake. The Trump administration had said that they are eliminating the cybersecurity coordinator role. What could go wrong? In animal news, Paul Ryan's car was destroyed by a family of woodchucks. Not all heroes are human. In other animal news, a jaguar escaped his pen in the New Orleans Zoo and killed several animals, including all of their alpacas and some foxes. Apparently in New Orleans, the fox doesn't say anything anymore. But you know, jaguar is going to jaguar. Prime Day came and went with many buyers not being able to purchase the goods that they wanted to. It was, however, a successful day if you wanted to look at dog pictures. You might say Amazon had a rough day. And that was this week's headlines. Now, what's going on in the world today? So much stuff to talk about. And it's even gotten to the point where I was kind of looking back at the week and just kind of thinking to myself, what was going on in the week that has happened since last we aired the show? So let's I'm going to just go back on my Facebook timeline, because I think this is a lot of time. This is just my personal Facebook timeline page and not the one on Liberal Dan. You can always go to facebook.com/liberaldan, and I post some things over there as well. But, I mean, the week has had so much ridiculousness going on in it that there was just certain things that I couldn't believe have almost been forgotten. You know, one thing, you know, we forget, this came up in my memories on Facebook over the past week, where Hillary Clinton warned us that Donald Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin. And if you go back and look at that debate, I mean, she was spot on. I mean, she was absolutely spot on when it came to why Vladimir Putin wanted Donald Trump to be in charge, why Donald Trump is going to be a weak president, somebody who would not want in charge, and who cannot be trusted with this country. But nobody wanted to believe it. Nobody wanted to listen to it. So we go back to last week. Of course, we discussed his first trying to destabilize NATO. Taking jabs at Germany's president and then the oil deals that the last head of Germany was responsible for, and trying to destabilize NATO, and then he goes and he starts saying that the European Union are foes. Now, maybe he was trying to say, you know, some maybe competitors economically or what have you, but I mean, he used the word foes, and that has meaning with it. If you're calling our allies foes and you're nuzzling up next to Vladimir Putin, that's a huge problem. That is a huge problem. It's like, see, you know, and if you don't believe he's, as I said on Facebook, if you don't believe he was Putin's stooge yet, come on. I think the European Union is a foe, Trump said ahead of meeting in Helsinki. I mean, who says that? I mean, obviously Donald Trump said it, but what leader of this nation would ever have thought to have said that the European Union is a foe? It's ridiculous. And then you have the interview that happens during the press conference, and somebody asked, you know, obviously Donald Trump had his statement where he denied what our intelligence communities have been saying, and he said, why would it? Why would they? Or why would it be them, as opposed to why wouldn't it be them? Because that's, you know, how we try to backtrack it a week later, I mean, a day later. And now Putin was asked two specific questions. Did you want Donald Trump to win? And did you instruct the Russian intelligence assets to make that happen? And he said, yes, I did. Yes, I did. So he answered both questions in the affirmative. Yes, I did. He ordered his intelligence assets to help Donald Trump win the election. And it's gotten to the point where Trish Regan, somebody who was on Fox News business, she wanted to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. She was hoping that all of these liberal news sources would be wrong and that they were just trying to create something out of nothing, mountains out of molehills. Well, guess what happened? She saw somebody who was not defending us, who was instead defending Vladimir Putin. How can you even justify that? Of course, there are people that are going to justify it. You have your Donald Trump supporters who are absolutely going to sit here and say, oh, well, we need to back him no matter what. And there's some videos where they're basically saying, look, it's liberal media causing all this kerfuffle. And, he might have misspoke, but someebody said he's a businessman and he's a working man. Well, what is it? They view him as just one of them, and he can do no wrong. He is infallible. They will support him no matter what. I kind of do want to, would have liked to have played the Hypocrite of the Week this week, but apparently, again, Blog Talk Radio is having some issues, so I've been unable to upload my Hypocrite of the Week this week. But it was basically, the Hypocrite of the Week was those people who, if President Obama supposedly tried something new with Vladimir Putin, as they've said, these hypocrites would have called President Obama soft on foreign policy, you know, weak leader. They would have made all sorts of comments about how weak of a president he was. But it's Donald Trump doing it. And Donald Trump is bending over backwards, or some might say forwards, for Vladimir Putin. And they're just praising him. And the reason that they're praising him is not because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that they want to support Russia. No, they want to support the president who's going to support their, quote, values, those white supremacist type values, those values that are going to keep them at least higher than the other people. Because that's a lot of times what you have is you have people who will support the status quo because it keeps them kind of in the middle ground. As long as they're above somebody, then they feel like they're not the lowest of the low. And as such, you know, they're not the worst off. As long as they can see some people below them, it doesn't matter who is above them and what they do. Anyway, let's go ahead and take the first commercial break, and I'll come right back. It's area code 914-205-5772. It's area code 914-205-5772. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.
Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kinds of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings.
Are you someone who is looking to get into the ride-sharing business, be it for a side hustle or a full-time gig? Are you currently a rideshare driver wondering how to increase your earnings? Are you simply a new rider looking for first-time rider credits? Head on over to RideshareDan.com for those first-time rider credits, sign-up bonuses for new drivers, and my tips and tricks to help you make more money in the gig economy. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. This is your host, Daniel Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. A little later in the program, I might twist things up a little bit. I might do a little bit of a movie review, simply just because of the fact that I got to see a movie ahead of time, and it's definitely an interesting movie, and I'll try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible because the movie's not even out yet. But it's called The Equalizer 2, and I got to take part in a special screening because I do Lyft driving on the side, and the character in the movie, as has been shown in some of the more recent previews, does do Lyft driving as a side gig or as one of his gigs, and, you know, there's some interesting things about that movie. So if I have time and if I feel like doing it, maybe I'll talk about it this week, maybe I'll do it next week, maybe I'll just make a blog post on over at RideshareDan.com. So another thing that's interesting, though, about this whole summit with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin is that you have this situation where, you know, Donald Trump is known for this handshake that he does. You go back and I'm sure you could look on YouTube and find many, many videos of Donald Trump's very weird and awkward handshake. It's a very aggressive handshake. It's almost like a violating handshake where he takes your hand and he grabs it and he won't let go and he pulls you even closer as if to say, look here, I'm in charge. Don't mess with me. I'm the boss. I'm the king of the mountain. I'm the lord of the manor, whatever. Seinfeld reference. And so he's always very aggressive and tough, and he does this with men. He does this. I've seen him do it with women. It's creepy. It's a very creepy handshake. It's not something that anybody should be doing. You should give a firm handshake when you do stretch out your hand and shake someone's hand. It should be good and solid and firm, and hey, there you go. But not what Trump does. In another display of Donald Trump's weakness, he shook Vladimir Putin's hand in a much different way. And I don't think enough people have commented about this yet, is that it was a very light handshake and he let go immediately and he didn't do anything. Like, it was, if the rest of his handshakes that he gives are aggressive in nature and trying to assert dominance, then this handshake that he gave Vladimir Putin after this summit can clearly only be said to be an example of showing subservience. That's problematic. Very problematic. Because if he can't stand up to the president of Russia, then he can't stand up for America. And it just goes to show that, you know, if he's subservient to Vladimir Putin, then that just is another example of him being Putin's puppet. And that's not what we need as president. We need somebody who's going to be strong, who's going to support our allies. That's first and foremost, support our allies, and then stand up to our adversaries. You know, and I wasn't a big fan of Carly Fiorina during the presidential election when she was basically trying to assert that, you know, we needed to move one of our fleets into the Pacific and basically take a threatening posture against Russia. I mean, I'm not saying that we need to do that either. We don't need to poke the bear, but we don't need to bend over for the bear either. You know, keep a cautious eye on the bear. Let the bear know that the bear needs to stay where the bear's business is and the bear shouldn't be reaching out. But don't poke the bear, but don't bend over for the bear and let the bear poke you either. And in that case, poking in a completely different way. So it's just ridiculous. I'm just trying to go, you know, some of the things that I've been discussing on Twitter. Trish Reagan is the one on Fox News, Fox Business, who was basically saying that Donald Trump didn't defend us. And I basically said someone flashed Trish Reagan and got her out of the sunken place. Somebody save her before the tea gets stirred again at Fox Business. I also don't think it's correct to compare Donald Trump to Hitler anymore. They may have used similar tactics. But Hitler wasn't Stalin's puppet. I'm not a puppet. You're a puppet. You're a towel. That's the one thing I saw. I was so happy when it happened. I think it was NBC, MSNBC, was comparing the whole I'm not a puppet, you're a puppet, and then brought in the whole South Park, you're a towel joke. So, I don't know. It's just... We're in a sad situation, folks. It's hard to even almost focus on anything else. And maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want us to be distracted about certain things that are going on in the country. Perhaps they want us to not keep our eyes on the other things. Like, for example, you know, the whole thing about Donald Trump or the Trump administration eliminating the cybersecurity coordinator role for his administration. I mean, what's that about? That's crazy. How are you going to eliminate the cybersecurity coordinator role when the entire topic of conversation for the week has been the fact that Russian assets were used to go after our country during the election and impact the election and hack the election? How can you say that you are now going to eliminate the cybersecurity coordination role? Now, people were saying that, was it Bolton? Is it Roos or Ramsey? Or John Bolton? I'm sorry. Too much Game of Thrones. Well, that's not true. You can't have too much Game of Thrones. Clearly... there's some Game of Thrones references to be made, though, because you have this guy. We've been having a solid relationship with the European Union, with Europe, and you know we want to have allies over there. And Donald Trump is trying to stab those allies in the back, and has also said kind of disturbing things about his own daughter. If you watch Game of Thrones, I mean, clearly he's Walder Frey. I mean, some people have suggested that Trump is Putin's Reek. Reek is, you know, for those who don't watch, it's very subservient type person. And I can see the point made about Reek, but I think he's more Walder Frey. And now he's working with John Bolton. you know, I'm probably going to make Bolton Warden of the North now. Oh, it's just ridiculous that we would have this situation where we would literally be having this administration not having a cybersecurity coordinator. Like, it can't possibly go wrong, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong when that happens? Yeah, it's just crazy. Anyway, let me go ahead. I'm going to take my second commercial break. Come back. I will go into the reasons why I did not do, I mean, I probably wouldn't have been able to upload it anyway, but why I did not do Hypocrite of the Week. So let's go ahead and hit that next commercial block. You want to call in, it's 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of ticket should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. Are you someone who is looking to get into the ride-sharing business, be it for a side hustle or a full-time gig? Are you currently a rideshare driver wondering how to increase your earnings? Are you simply a new rider looking for first-time rider credits? Head on over to RideshareDan.com for those first-time rider credits, sign-up bonuses for new drivers, and my tips and tricks to help you make more money in the gig economy. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. To join the show, it's 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. You know, I actually was able to get the Hypocrite of the Week audio uploaded during that break. So let's go ahead and play the Hypocrite of the Week just because I made it and would hate for that work to have gone to waste. This week's Hypocrites of the Week are the Trump supporters who are currently lauding the president on how he is dealing with Vladimir Putin. Had President Obama used this same strategy to deal with Vladimir Putin, these same Trump supporters would have called him weak and ineffective, that he was putting this country at risk. But because it's Donald Trump doing it, they have no problem with it. To hear who the next Hypocrites of the Week will be, tune in every week, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. So there you go. My little thing I put together. But one of the things I did want to talk about is why there's no words of redneck wisdom this week. And I may need to work on kind of expanding my sources for words of redneck wisdom because, like, I had a problem even presenting these words from this website. For those who don't know, the website was a guy who went to CPAC and who discussed certain issues with a bunch of black conservatives and managed to be horribly offensive to those black conservatives because in suggesting that when those conservatives were looking up to Frederick Douglass for having forgiven his slave owner for what the slave owner did, this guy said, oh, what, forgave him for giving him a place to stay and food to eat? Or something similar to that, something akin to that. So, like, that was, you know, my source of the, or inspiration, my muse, so to speak, for words of redneck wisdom. And there have been weeks, especially recently, where I have gone to other sources. I think I'm just going to have to just start ignoring this source altogether because this guy is discussing cigars and how, you know, people are the difference between him dying today and dying decades from now, and it's a few cigars, and he starts criticizing the baby boomers who might say that cigars might kill him. He claims it's the only thing keeping him alive, blah, blah, blah. I probably could have just read that, no, boomer, they are the only thing keeping me alive, and that my writing voice, such that it is, I've been too uninspired to develop it, too discouraged, too filled with an absolute and utter hatred for the world and the people in it. That probably would have been all right, but it's kind of generic. And normally I like to grab the things from this website that are shocking or that, you know, are things that just show the ridiculousness of this white supremacy that he supports. But this is what he says, and I have to quote it. I'm quoting it word for word because the horrificness of it, I felt like I was doing it a disservice by mocking it, even though a lot of the other times when I mock and kind of expose redneck type folks about how, you know, they are, I will use their voice and I will mock their voice. He says something about the Herculean task of the Christian writer. We love the world, quoting, I guess, how to so love the world, we'd send our one and only voice into the depraved atmosphere of, quote, so it says, quote, Afro sheen and queer slime to rescue young white maidens from their enthraldom to Negro dragons, end quote. What? And then that got me. And I kind of stopped there, like yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to record this because this is just terrible. I don't want to have to say these words in the mocking way. I think that people might hear it in me making light of these horrible words when they should be exposed for what they are. Horrible racism, homophobia, bigotry. I stopped reading. Well, today I was going to try and give another shot and see if I can find other parts on either of his most recent posts, or maybe more further down in this post. Because God told Abraham he'd spare Sodom for the sake of 50. Abraham, predictably, Jewed him down to 45. Now, and maybe I shouldn't ignore this guy, you know, because this guy is the type of person that Donald Trump emboldens. And so maybe I should make sure to focus on this blog and other blogs like it, because this guy literally is talking about the things that other white supremacists talk about. It's ridiculous. It's, and maybe there's other friends of his that might be, all right. I was trying to find another link, on like an incognito tab, basically trying to point out, you know, maybe looking at other websites of this idiot's blog friends to, links as, you know, friendly blogs or other blogs that are out there. And one of this blogs is linked to as Good Morning White America. There's actually a Good Morning White America on Twitter. There's a podcast for it as well. Oh my goodness. That's got to be interesting. I got to look at this Twitter account just to see. Let's see. I don't even want to know if I want to give it out. Good morning. There it is, right there. Nice, beautiful sunshine on the top. Start your day right. Listen to Good Morning White America, a pro-white Christian podcast hosted by Adam and Mary Gray, Tuesdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Oh, my Lord. Although, I mean, I did click on their link. They're The last thing they actually tweeted about was May 10th, 2017. So there's nothing really new there. Heck yeah, we shame polygamy, promiscuity, open relationships, and other slut law garbage. Biblical Christianity is antithetical to degeneracy. So, yeah. That's just the type of friends that this person is into. So, I mean, I need to rethink, I guess, you know, whether or not I'm going to, you know, obviously I didn't censor him, but just the whole idea of it. Now, this guy has like a bloody Confederate flag as his banner and about old shotgun. I'm a 34-year-old ex-naval photographer currently living in North Carolina. If you have any questions for me or need to contact me, my email is this@hotmail.com. Please, no autograph requests or marriage proposals. Yeah. I'm sure somebody is, all the women are lining up to marry old shotgun. Oh my God. Anyway, so, but this is why I had my dilemma, was because I really didn't want to cause him to, you know, I didn't feel like, you know, I don't have the biggest amount of listeners right now anyway, but I didn't want to have to just explain why I would be voicing these horrible words. And I just, you know, to me, I just had a problem just saying them in any sort of fun, mocking way. I mean, obviously, I would be not enjoying the mocking, but I mean, I guess sometimes the mocking does have to be done in order for to spread the message about it and to show why we need to stand up to these people. Because at the end of the day, this is the reason why I was terrified of a Donald Trump presidency. I was terrified of a Donald Trump presidency because of the fact that during the campaign, he was pandering to white supremacists and anti-Semites and Nazis. He was going to a white supremacist anti-Semite Twitter account and getting this image that was initially hosted on a white supremacist and anti-Semitic webpage. You know, when people talked about that, the Star of David picture. Well, no, that was just a sheriff's star. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a sheriff's star. Why would a sheriff's star have anything to do with that image? There's no reason why it would be. Anybody who tries to tell you that was a sheriff's star just thinks you're an idiot and doesn't actually believe that you understand the truth. There was no reason that that would be a sheriff's star. And if anybody actually believes that it's a sheriff's star, they are idiots. Simple as that. So we have this president who panders to these people, and he got elected, and these people are now marching. They march in our streets. They have pro-white rights rally, and of course, the idea that white people need to have rights rallies is ridiculous. There's no reason for them. White supremacy is still alive and well in this country, and they are fighting their damnedest to try and make sure it continues to happen. And one of the ways that it is going to continue happening is gerrymandering. And I've talked about that on this podcast and on other shows that I call into or that I've been a guest of, and I will be more than happy to discuss it again. And hopefully next week we'll actually have the creators, one or more of the creators of this game called map making. It's a game based on gerrymandering. It'll show you how you can, you know, how good of a gerrymander you might be and how you can get more districts with the same number of votes as other people would have. And all because you are playing a game that draws these arbitrary lines around a map. It's a fun looking game. I have signed up for the Kickstarter to get it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing it come out and playing it with my friends, but it actually, they have a purpose with this game too. They want to make sure that more people are aware of gerrymandering and how it actually affects our system and how it eliminates the idea of one person, one vote. So look forward. I hope to have them on next week. This should be a fun podcast to have. Maybe more fun than we've had in the past few weeks, simply because of the fact that these past few weeks, just like the past year or so, has been quite disturbing, quite disgusting, trying to deal with this presidency and the ridiculousness that comes from it. Let's go ahead and take the last commercial break, and maybe I'll give my movie review or whatever. We'll see. We'll see what we're going to do anyway. Hold on, where's the I'm still a little rusty, folks. Sorry about that. Anyway, if you want to call in, it's 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right.
Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings.
Are you someone who is looking to get into the ride-sharing business, be it for a side hustle or a full-time gig? Are you currently a rideshare driver wondering how to increase your earnings? Are you simply a new rider looking for first-time rider credits? Head on over to RideshareDan.com for those first-time rider credits, sign-up bonuses for new drivers, and my tips and tricks to help you make more money in the gig economy. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. Now, Trump is coming out. You know, he has problems. He doesn't understand NATO, how it works. He seems to have an issue with Montenegro. Let's see. NATO has created chiefly to prevent Russians from invading Western Europe. I don't think you believe Western Europe's at risk from being invaded by Russia right now. So what's the purpose of NATO right now? Well, that's the purpose, and it's okay. It's fine, but they have to pay Tucker Carlson, membership in NATO obligates the members to defend any other member who's been attacked. So let's say Montenegro, which joined last year, is attacked. Why should my son go to Montenegro to defend it from attack? Why is that? Trump, I understand what you're saying. I've asked the same question. Montenegro is a tiny country with very strong people. Carlson goes, yeah, I'm not against it, or Albania. No, by the way, this is what I should do, Trump. No, by the way, they have very strong people. They have very aggressive people. They may not be aggressive. And congratulations, you're in World War III. Now, I understand that, but that's the way it was set up. Don't forget, I was got here a little more than a year and a half ago, but I took over the conversation 3 or 4 days ago, and it said you have to pay. So he keeps asking him about whether or not we should be defending Montenegro, and Donald Trump keeps talking about them paying. He keeps trying to pivot the conversation back to Montenegro paying. And we have Montenegro troops that are fighting alongside U.S. troops in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous. But if you look, if you remember back in the day, 2017, last year, when Trump shoved somebody out of the way so he can get into the picture, that was the prime minister of Montenegro that he shoved. This was a year after Putin tries to assassinate the president of Montenegro. Then 2018, Trump meets with Putin, and then Trump tells his people he doesn't want to have to defend Montenegro. And he probably thinks that we shouldn't have to defend Montenegro simply because of the fact that has the word Negro in it, and that probably disturbs most of his base. But, you know, what do I know? I mean, his base are probably that stupid when it comes to that. You know, at least a good portion of them are probably that dumb for them that they probably believe that we can't offend them because it actually has the name Negro in it. If you go back, you search Twitter, you see Senator John McCain. Putin will do anything to shatter the Transatlantic Alliance. 2016, he nearly succeeded in overthrowing Montenegro's democratically elected government and murdering its prime minister in order to prevent it from joining NATO. Echoing doubts, Trump said ally Montenegro could start World War III. Again, that's what I said about reading this Vox article. It's just ridiculous that he is trying to destabilize NATO. There is no doubt in my mind that he is trying to destabilize NATO. Wesley Clark, General Clark on Twitter. As formal NATO ally commander, I know NATO's Article 5 exists to prevent war. That's why it's only been invoked once after 9/11. Montenegro is still sending troops to Afghanistan for us, worrying to hear Trump use Russian talking points with Tucker Carlson about Montenegro. Montenegro has been under serious pressure by Russia for more than a decade. Russia even tried to assassinate the president. Trump's comments weaken NATO, give Russia a license to cause trouble in their fire, thereby actually increase the risk of renewed conflict in the Balkans. Our president is just a fool. He's a buffoon. He's putting our country and our safety at risk. Absolutely. And there's nothing really. I mean, I want to see his supporters try and defend it, but I mean, honestly, you know, probably what they're going to come back with is, well, why can't we just take care of America first or some bull crap like that? And, you know, because he ran on America's first. He ran on that old line that was used by, you know, old American racist, you know, Nazi sympathizers. We shouldn't be siding with, you know, with Europe again, World War II, because, well, America first, America first. We can take care of America and take care of other interests. And if we want to take care of America's interests, that includes taking care of the interests of our allies and actually being faithful and keeping fidelity with the allies that we've created. So, I don't know. It's just so dumb. Why? So dumb that we would have elected this person who is just a simple buffoon and doesn't know what he's doing. Or maybe he does know what he's doing. Maybe he's just simply, again, Putin's puppet and wants to destabilize NATO because, what, you know, I think Trump owes how much money? Trump or his sons owe how much money to Russia and to Russian oligarchs or what have you who invested in his, I mean, what was he going to do? I mean, he was on his, the amount of money that's owed, I don't know that figure off the top of my head, but, you know, movies could be written about this and you would be like, you know what? That's just so unbelievable. I don't believe that would be the, what country would elect a president that was in debt to a foreign country that is our nemesis? Well, we did it, folks. We elected President Donald Trump, and, or I didn't, but, you know, lots of other voters did, and that's quite unfortunate. Not the majority of voters, but lots of voters did. Anyway, I'm not going to even bother with a last break. We'll move on really quick. Oh, let's take another commercial break. We will come back and then have a quick discussion about that movie, The Equalizer 2, what I thought about it. If you listen to this and you haven't quite seen it yet and want to see it, you know, perhaps maybe right now is the best time to stop listening. And otherwise, tune in 914-205-5772. Liberal Dane Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.
Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of ticket should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings.
Are you someone who is looking to get into the ride-sharing business, be it for a side hustle or a full-time gig? Are you currently a rideshare driver wondering how to increase your earnings? Are you simply a new rider looking for first-time rider credits? Head on over to RideshareDan.com for those first-time rider credits, sign-up bonuses for new drivers, and my tips and tricks to help you make more money in the gig economy. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. So call in 914-205-5772 if you have a political thing you want to bring up. I'd be more than happy to discuss that. But for the final few minutes, I will kind of segue away to a non-political topic, and that is to the discussion of The Equalizer 2. I got to see the movie. It was very interesting. I just watched Equalizer 1 the other day simply because I knew I was going to say the second one. And I wanted to make sure I was caught up, and it was the first one was a typical action type movie. You know, you have this guy who you don't really know anything about him, and you kind of build up this story about how, you know, he seems very obsessive compulsive about certain things. 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, organizing things on a desk, certain number of taps on a spoon, folding up his tea bag in a certain way when he brings his particular tea that he likes. To get tea in a restaurant. But the first movie, he goes on and he goes to defend and several people who need defending. It turns out he's a former asset and would go in and, you know, take out people as needed. So this movie, it's that again. But the first movie, his little side gig was one of working at a Home Depot type analog, a home improvement store. This movie, on the other hand, he was a Lyft driver, and I'm a Lyft driver and do Uber as well, and it was just very interesting to see the things. I'm not going to go over what happens in the movie above and beyond the Lyft driving things, but sometimes I find it interesting when artistic license is taken. There was a scene in the movie where he had requested that somebody give him 5 stars as their feedback, and you see that they do give him 5 stars. It comes up, great ride, 5 stars. Well, in reality, that doesn't happen. We don't see the ratings pop up for the individual ride. That's the screen that used to pop up when we would end the ride and be giving the rating to the passenger, but we wouldn't see what the passenger gives. We don't know what ratings a passenger gives unless they give a comment that specifically shows what they felt about the trip. And as such, we can maybe see, okay, well, that was that ride. But if there's no comment given, unless I take one ride in a particular week, then I'm likely not going to know what you give me as a rating as a passenger. So that was wrong. There's a scene in the movie where he goes back to the customer to deal with a supposed payment issue. Well, we don't deal with payment issues. That's something that Lyft deals with directly as the payment processor. So that would have never happened. And if we would have gone back to deal with them after a payment issue had happened, and we would then probably be deactivated from the platform. There was another situation, you know, even when there was a situation with him sitting there waiting for a ride because he knew the ride would be wanting to be picked up there. That's also something that could probably get us deactivated because they want trips to be analogous. Not analogous. They want trips to be authentic and just naturally, spontaneously happening. They don't want you arranging rides beforehand. They want you to get them freely. So that could get you kicked off the platform as well. What else? Obviously, the fact that he was, I don't know, there was another thing where that he did where it was clearly, oh, just the assaulting of the people, I guess, afterwards was also clear violation of the Lyft guidelines or Lyft policies and procedures, etc. And there was a couple of others, but you know, at the end of the day, I thought it was a fun movie. It was an enjoyable movie. It's something I would have paid for to go see, but I was happy to get to see it for free. So thank you to Lyft for that, for allowing that to happen and for letting us drivers. Oh, there was a scene where like there was a cleanup fee could have been charged, but I guess you'll have to see as to why he would not have charged a cleaning fee at that time. I'm just going to go ahead and end the show today. I was very busy this past week. I didn't have too much time to prepare different types of topics or whatever. So let's just go ahead and end it there. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Liberal Dan Radio on Twitter. You can always facebook.com/LiberalDan, liberaldan.com. Until next week, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.